This not only proved unfair, it also proved to be a poor business decision. The lack of women in management came to hurt Avon. Between 1975 and 1985, more than 12.5 million women entered the United States workforce. These working women had to be served in new ways. But at that time, Avon's leadership team was still made up entirely of men. Women's voices weren't heard as we planned our marketing strategy, and as a result, sales in our largest market suffered. Fortunately, Avon learned to change. Men and women now work together as equal business partners. They learn from each other and respect each other. We still offer our male executives an outstanding career opportunity, but now women have an equal chance to succeed. Today, 6 out of 11 of Avon's board of directors are women. My number 2 executive is a woman. Almost half of our management staff around the world are women. And importantly, we have put in place special programs to develop the next generation of women who are being trained and prepared to become general managers in markets all over the world.